This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Tonight's song should be Lili Nishmas, the young boy who just was tragically taken, Mordechai Ben Yehuda Chaim. It's Nisham Hashem and Aliyah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam should be Menachem, the family, and give the family Chizuk. There should be no more Tzaros in Klal Yisrael. Okay, so we're learning Mayi Katan, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah Yud Ches Amud Beis. Okay, so the previous Mishnah discussed what you're allowed to write, what you're not allowed to write, and examples of things that you were allowed to write were, let's say, Kiddushin, Gittin, or receipts, or any item that, if you don't write immediately, could be an irretrievable loss, okay? So what can you not write? You're not allowed to write a document of debt on Chalmayim. In other words, I lend you $100, I can't write a document that you owe me the money. So the thing is, what if I don't trust? What if the Malva doesn't trust the Loiva? And then the Malva's not going to lend the money if you don't write a document. The Meinam Amino, if you don't trust the guy, this is a different scenario. Let's say the Sofer is a poor guy. He doesn't have food to eat, so he needs to make a living by writing things. So then, Hareza Yichtav, you're allowed to write. So there are two scenarios that you're allowed to write. Either if the Malva doesn't trust the Loiva, or if the writer doesn't have what to eat. Ein Koisven Svarim. You're not allowed to write Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. You're not right to Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed. Yeah. Now, this is talking about the Shul has a Sefer Torah. The Shul doesn't have a Sefer Torah. You're allowed to write a Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed. Okay. It's interesting. If you look in Tosfos discusses, what about a Shtar Mechira? So Tosfos says, L'chayra, you cannot write a shtar mechira because among the things that are given, among the list of things that you're allowed to write, shtar mechira is not one of them. Okay, but back to the Mishnah. So you can't write Sefer Torah, you can't write tefillin. Can't write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. U'mezuzos, you can't write mezuzo b'moed. Ve'in magiyin o'isachas, you cannot even correct one letter. Afilu b'sefer Ezra. Our Ger says Ezra. Look at Rashi, Afilu b'sefer Ezra, Sefer Torah, Shel Ezra. There was a one primary Sefer Torah that was written by Ezra, from which they corrected all the Sefer Torah. That was like the standard Sefer Torah. So you're not even allowed to correct the primary Sefer Torah. But Rashi brings another tradition, Vani Shamati Azara Behe. Not the Sefer Torah of Ezra, but the Sefer of the Azara. Uperush Sefer Muga Hayav Azara. There was a corrected Sefer Nazara Shemimenu Hayav Magiyim Kol Sefer Goyla. From that Sefer, they would correct all the Svarim of the Goyla. Okay, so you're now to write Svarim, Tfilin, Mezuzos, on Chol HaMoed, and you can't even fix one letter, even the Sefer of Ezra. That's the opinion of Tanakhama. So Tanakhama holds, you can't write Kisvei HaKodesh, you can't write Sefer Torah, you can't write Mezuzos, you can't write Tfilin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Koisev adam tefillin. You're allowed to write tefillin. Umezuzos or mezuzah la'atzmai for you yourself if you need it. Meaning the Tanakhama holds you cannot write a Sefer Torah and a mezuzah if you yourself need it. But Rabbi Yehuda holds you can write tefillin and mezuzahs if you yourself need it. Now this Gemara implies that there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, like the lifish, like the minig bnei hayeshivas to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because if you couldn't wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, why in the world do you need to write them? Unless you say, well, I need it for the day after. I'm not going to wake up the night before and start writing the Tefillin. Yeah, so it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. Stam, it's a famous, well-documented machlokes Rishonim. Do you wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not? But this Mishnah does have certain implications to that machlokes. Fine. So you're allowed to write it for yourself. Now, what about Tcheles? So normally Tcheles was spun with your fingers, with a spindle. Now, what's a spindle? For those who sew, they know what a spindle is. That's the typical way to spin to spin thread, right? That's the tool used to spin thread. But what about if you want to make tcheles on Chol HaMoed, v'toyva al yarecha, you're allowed to spin it not in your fingers, but on your thigh, let's see, tzitzisai. Says Rashi, v'toyva al yarecha hachutin, you're allowed to spin on your thigh the threads, avaloi b'yodei, but not in your hand, bein etzva oisav, between your fingers. You cannot spin it in your hand between your fingers, uvepelech, or with a spindle. Fine. So far we have two opinions. The Tanakhama says you cannot write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, you can't even fix one letter. Rabbi Huda says you could write the Tefillin and Mezuzos for yourself. Tana Rabbanan. We're going to bring another three opinions. Tana Rabbanan. Kaisev Adam, Tefillin, Umezuzos La'atzmai. A person is allowed to write Tefillin and a Mezuzos for himself. V'toyva al yirecha, he could spin tzitzis, tcheles, you could spin strands of blue wool, let's see, tzitzai for your tzitzis. That's what you could do for yourself. So that seems to be like Hushita, like Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah, right? Mm-hmm. However, v'la acherim, but for other people, you could do it b'toyva. You could do it as a favor, but not to make money. So you could do it for yourself, and you could do it for others b'toyva. Now that's not like Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda didn't say anything about doing it for others. Now we have Rabbi Huda in this braisa. Rabbi Huda Omer, marim u'moicher eshaloi v'choizu v'choizu v'atzmai. So this Rabbi Huda is elaborating on the Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah says you're allowed to write Sefer Torah for yourself. So now Rabbi Huda in the braisa is elaborating, oh, if I could write it for myself, I have a great idea. I'll take my tefillin that I have. I'll sell it to someone else. No, it's there to sell my tefillin. And once I sell my tefillin, I can write for myself. And once I write for myself, then I'll sell it to the next guy. And then I don't have tefillin, so I can write for myself. So in other words, Rabbi Huda is explaining that when I say you can write for yourself, I mean you can write for yourself whenever you need to write for yourself, even if you put yourself in a situation where you don't have because you sold your tefillin to somebody else. You're allowed to pull that scam on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to, okay? As long as you're writing for yourself, even if the reason you're writing for yourself is because you decided to sell it to somebody else.
Do you have to be finished with it, or you can just write a little bit and then continue after? I mean, you have to write the whole thing and then complete it? Or it's okay if you just write a few
once? Yeah.
Or a parak.
I mean, let's say you know you're not going to finish.
Right. You're just starting off.
You're allowed to start because it's something you need. In other words, as long as I'm doing it for myself and there's something that I need, I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to do Melacha and Chol HaMoed for something that I personally need. Even if technically I'm not going to have use from it, but I'm allowed to write
it. That's why a star is different if you need a star. It's
why? Well, you have to say because it's a Devar Mitzvah. You have to say because it's a Devar Mitzvah. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Huda adds. So we have the Shita Rameir. Rameir says you're allowed to write for yourself and you could do it for others as a toiva. Rabbi Huda says you could pull a scam. You could continuously write for yourself and what? Sell it to others. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Koisev Umoicher Kedarkoi Kedei Parnasasai. You could write and sell normally for what you need for your parnasa. Now, when it says kedei parnasasa, it's different than when the Mishnah says misha in loy mayoichal. In loy mayoichal means you don't even have bread. Parnasa means
you could keep inventory. You could keep writing.
No, parnasa means I want to have meat. I want to have wine. I want to have something more than just the basics. Well, that's considered parnasa. Fine. So we have basically four shitas. We have the Tanakam in the Mishnah who says you can't do anything.
Right.
You have Rabbi Huda, who says you could write for yourself, and Rabbi Huda and the Brayis explains, and you can continuously sell it. That's number two. Number three, you have Rabbi Meir here, that you could write for yourself, and you could even write for others as a toiva. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you could do whatever you want, right? You could write it and sell it as much as you want. How do we paskin? Oiri le Rav, Rav Chanano. Rav, paskin to Rav Chanano. Ba'amri la, Rav Abarachana, Rav Chanano. And some say Rav Abarachana was the one who paskin for Rav Chananel. Halacha, like Rabbi Yossi, Koisev, Umaychuk Kedarka, you could write Stam and sell it like normally, Kedei Parnasasai, for your Parnasa. Okay? So that's the halacha. The halacha is a scribe, Soif is allowed to write and sell. Okay? But the Gemara continues. The Toiva al Yerechai, Tcheles. You could spin on your thigh, Tcheles. I mean, you could spin in an unusual way. Yeah? Tan Rabbanon. A person's allowed to spin wool on his thigh, the blue wool for a tzitzis, but you can't use a stone. So you need to do a shinoi. Again, the regular way to do it is to spin in your fingers. What the Tanakama holds is you have to do it on your thigh, which is a shinoi, and you can use a stone. A stone is what is the typical process. That's the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. And the Chachamim say, Af be'even. You're even allowed to use a stone. Again, but you have to do it on your thigh, though. You
can't use a spindle.
You can use a spindle. That's the first version. Rabbi Huda Aymer Mishmai. Rabbi Huda said in his name, who's him? So in the name of Rabbi Lezer, a different version. Meaning not the way the Gemara first reported Rabbi Lezer hold. Be'evin avaloi bepelech. That Rabbi Lezer holds, you could use a stone and not a spindle. Bechachamim oimrim, bein be'evin, bein bepelech. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha, bein be'evin, bein bepelech. Okay, the halacha is, you could use a stone or a spindle, again, on your thigh. Bahalacha, koisiv kedarkoi, a servant's letter, write whatever he wants, umoicher kedei parnasasai. Okay, so now we get up to a very important Mishnah. This is the basic yesodos of Avelos. Nobody should know of such things. But what's the halacha if somebody hits Avelos before the Yom Tov? So obviously we don't observe Avelos on Yom Tov. But the question is, let's say somebody, Nishan Gedacht, became an Avel. What does Shabbos do to the Avelos? Nothing. Yeah, well, technically you're an Avel. Meaning, let's say that day four of the Avelos is Shabbos. So does it count toward the Shiva? Does Shabbos count toward the Shiva?
Shoes. I'm saying you wear regular shoes.
Okay, so you know how to do Avelos Befarhesya, but let's say Dvarim Shabbatsina, say Tasha Shamita is Asar, and does it count as one of the days of Shiva?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does count as one of the days of Shiva. So in other words, somebody passes away on a Tuesday, so Tuesday is day one, Wednesday is day two, Thursday is day three, Friday is day four, Shabbos is day five. Sunday is 6, Monday is 7, and you get up Monday. So Shabbos doesn't knock out Avelos. Not only that, Shabbos counts toward the Avelos. What about Yom Tov? Yom Tov does not count toward the Avelos. Not only does Yom Tov not count toward Avelos, Yom Tov may knock out the Avelos. So in other words, Pashup Shat, if let's say a person, somebody passed away on a Tuesday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos comes, Avelos is over. Shiva's over.
Shabbos or Yom Tov?
Yom Tov. Yom Tov, right? Yom Tov. In other words, let's say somebody passes away 4 days before Yom Tov. Yom Tov comes, Shiva's over. Now, once the Yom Tov is over, you start the Shleishim. What if there were 8 days of Avelos before Yom Tov? So you did the Shiva, now the Shleishim start. Yom Tov knocks out the Shleishim. So Yom Tov knocks out anything as long as it started. So if the Avelos started, Yom Tov knocks out the Avelos. The Shloshim started, Yom Tov knocks out the Shloshim. Not only does it not, it doesn't count, so you don't even have to observe it.
38 days later?
So what?
Instead of 30 days, it would be like 38
start
days.
Counting for the Shloshim after Yom Tov, not from the...
When does the Shloshim start? We'll have to see how to count the Shloshim. In other words, I think the pshat is, you already did 7 days. In other words, let's say somebody passed away 4 days before Yom Tov. When Yom Tov is over, you cancel the shloshim. You did shiva already, so you do 23 days. We'll see. Okay, Yom Tov is like you yoytze the shiva, or you yoytze the shloshim. In other words, if the shloshim started before Yom Tov, you already fulfilled the shloshim. However, there's going to be an opinion that Yom Tov only cancels the avelos if you did 3 days of avelos. But we don't pass in that way. We pass in even if you did one day. It's you know, so if somebody passes away on Erev Yom Tov, on the one hand, the family, you know, it's lucked out, if we could say such a thing, because you only have to keep one day. On the other hand, it's a very painful thing, because the Avelos is meant as a therapeutic process, and, you know, in a way, it's very painful for the family. Yeah, so it has both ways of looking at it. Says the Mishnah, HaKoyver es meisai shloshe yamim koydim l'regel, someone who buries their dead 3 days before Yom Tov. Batla himena gezera shiva. The gezera of shiva is batal. Question is, why does the Mishnah use the lashon of gezeras? So Rashi says, what's 3 days anyway? The ikar avelos is 3 days. Rashi says, hal the ikar avelos ina ela shloshe yamim. Since the main avelos is only 3 days. Look at Tosfos. Why does it say someone who buried his mace? Why does it say someone who loses a dead, who loses a relative? Why doesn't it say, Hamisavel al Meisa Yishlosh Yom? What does it have to do with the burial? Why? Because we know that Avelos doesn't start until you close the Goylo. The Goylo is the Kever. either the headstone or the matzeh. There are different when the burial is finished. Why? Shloshi Yomim. Look at Tosfos. Kachu ikar avelos l'kama mili. The main avelos for many things is 3 days. Let's say we're going to say later on that the crying, the intense crying is only allowed for 3 days. After 3 days, we say, you know, you shouldn't. Even though, you know, it's hard to tell a person, but there's a concept that like a person's not allowed to mourn excessively. Okay, but be it as it may, so someone who buries their dead 3 days before the Yom Tov, so the Shiva is batal. Shmaina, if somebody buries their dead 8 days before Yom Tov, then they already did the Shiva, but lo himenu gzera shloshim. The shloshim is batal. Why? Now the Mishnah. It's over. You don't have to keep shloshim. For example, during shloshim, you're not allowed to take a hot shower. Technically, yeah. But now it's all over.
So if there's a yanta between the kfura and the shloshim, it's batal.
It's over. Yeah, no shloshim.
So you do a sudo.
Yeah, you do. The restrictions of avelos are batal.
Right?
Doesn't when we call shloshim the meal because everything is. In other words, that might be something else. The avela, the dine avelos.
Like shaving or something.
Yes. Yeah. Let's say shaving for a non-parent. Okay.
Not for
parent is 12 months. Can't take a haircut. So technically, let's say if somebody loses a parent, chas v'shalom, then you can't take a haircut even during the first year until people scream at you and say, "Look, you know, you look like a mess." When they say that, you're allowed to take your first haircut, but you can't take it even after shloshim. I mean, shloshim is not when shloshim is over, you can't just take a haircut. It has to be goyrim by people have to scream at you. I mean, when people say you look like a shaggy, you know, then you could take a haircut. Okay, so, but Yom Tov is Mevatel. Now, not only is Yom Tov Mevatel it, now you can even take a haircut for Yom Tov. It's not the pshat only when Yom Tov comes Mevatel. Since Yom Tov will be Mevatel, you're allowed to take the haircut and shave Erev Yom Tov.
But it only stops right when Yom Tov
Correct.
Starts.
Right. Okay, now the Gemara says, now the Mishnah says, but we know Shabbos is not Mevatel Shiva or Shloshim. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say this, but it's implied. Shabbos doesn't. And so the Mishnah says, Mibnei, why doesn't Shabbos stop it? Mibnei Sha'amru, Shabbos Oila. Now, Shabbos counts toward the Shiva. Shabbos counts toward the Shloshim. Ve'inim Avsekes, and it doesn't interrupt. But, Regolim, but the festivals, Mafsikin, they interrupt Ve'inim Oilim, and they don't count. Meaning, if the Shiva comes before the Regel, and the Regel comes, the Regel interrupts, and then you have to count the Shloshim after. If it interrupts the Shloshim, then you don't keep anything after. Okay. Now, Pashup Shat, when we say Regel is Mafsik, it's Sai Pesach, Sai Sukkis, and Sai Shavuos. However, comes Rebbe Lezer, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres Keshabbos. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Shavuos is like Shabbos.
So it didn't push off.
What does that mean? It counts towards Shiva and it doesn't interrupt.
What happens if you have Shabbos?
Now let's think for a minute.
What's the difference?
Oh, let's think for a minute. Hold on a second. Let's just get the cheshbon here. Why would Shavuos change after the Beis Hamikdash be destroyed? Why would Shavuos be like Shabbos? So what's the difference in Svara between Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Rebbe Lezer holds, you know what the difference is? Shabbos is only... Okay, like this. Shabbos can't be Mavsik, because then nobody would ever sit Shiva. Because every single Shiva has a Shabbos in it. So Shabbos can't be Mavsik. But Yom Tov could be Mavsik. So in that case, then it should apply to Shavuos. Even, okay, so it's like this. Shabbos is only one day. So since Shabbos is only one day, therefore... Shabbos is not mafsik. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "V'ragolim mafsikin, the chikaver meisai shloshi yomim kaidim regel." If you bury the relative 3 days before the regel, mafsik avilus the gamri, the avilus is over. La'achar regel in mashlam klum, and after the regel, you don't make up anything. Ve'in oilam, it doesn't count. meaning the chikavar mesa b'teich haregel, if you bury the dead, if you bury someone on Yom Tov, the loy butla mimenu gzera zayin. We're not mevatel the gzera of Shiva. Ein yimei haregel oilel minyan zayin. The days of regel don't count toward the zayin yimei avelos. Aval ella la'acha regel, you have to sit avelos. Okay, so let's get the cheshbon here. Why would Atzeres be like Shabbos? Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Also, why is it only Mishachar
Beis HaMikdash? Right, and why is it only Mishachar Beis HaMikdash? Right, exactly. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Shabbos is a set thing every 7 days, and Yom Tov comes only.
But then, it has to be the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Pesach and Sukkot is 7-8 days. So since it's 7-8 days, it has to interrupt. Because if it counts toward, everybody agrees you can't be Noyeg Avelos. No, nobody's going to be Noyeg Avelos on Yom Tov, that's for sure. So if Yom Tov is going to count toward Shiva, then
the entire Yom Tov could be Shiva.
Then you're not going to have any Shiva.
Why? Let's say Yom Tov only counts on the 6th day and the 5th day.
Yeah. If Yom Tov counts toward Shiva,
you could have 7 days of Yom Tov without having action.
Then the Shiva's going to be over. If Yom Tov counts toward Shiva, then the Shiva will have ended. Because the Yom Tov is so big. Yom Tov is 7 days. So since the Shiva is going to be over, so we say Yom Tov cuts it off, as opposed to Shabbos. Yom Tov could, the Avelos could start again after the Shabbos. But Avelos can't start again after the Yom Tov. If Yom Tov is going to count toward Shiva,
let's see, someone's on the end of the last day of Yom Tov.
You're right.
We bury the person in Al-Kalamari. Theoretically, then we could start after the 2nd day.
You're right. But in some cases, Yom Tov. Here, let's look. Do you have the Mukhe Yosef here?
No idea.
Oh, wrong sechta. The difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is Shabbos is 1 day, so it could pick up after the Shabbos. Let's see.
And like Shavuos also is only 2 days, so you could pick it up at any time before after that. It's only one of the three shells for Gullim that are smaller.
Okay, look at the Nemukah Yosef. Nemukah Yosef says, I don't know if you have it, he says like this, Rabbi Lezer holds, what's the reason Regel is Mafsik? Really, Be'etzem, they should count toward Avelos like Shabbos. But if you're going to say that Yom Tov counts toward Avelos, then the Avelos will be up. Likewise, Shavuos when the Beis HaMikdash stood. Why? Because Shavuos when the Beis HaMikdash stood, even though it was 1 day, but you had 7 days to bring the carbon. If you didn't bring your carbon on Shavuos, you had 7 days to be mashed on the carbon. So if we're going to say that the days count toward Avelos, you're not noyeg Yom Tov, right? Everyone agrees, you're not noyeg Avelos on Yom Tov. But if Yom Tov is going to count toward Avelos, then by the time the Yom Tov is over, it's going to be, the Avelos is going to be over. Elashim ha-to'imer yalu l'minyan zayin hariv siku ha-kol d'zayin yamininu. Likewise, Shavuos, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, you could make up the Karbanos all 7 days. So since you can't say it counts, because if you're going to say it counts toward the Avelos is going to be over, so what do? They say it interrupts. But when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you can't be mashlim the carbon of Shavuos for 7 days after Shavuos. So therefore Shavuos is just 1 day like Shabbos, and we say it doesn't count, and you'll pick it up after. I mean, really Yom Tov should be like Shabbos. Really, the days of Yom Tov should be days that should be, meaning Avelos should really be counted on Yom Tov. Just like it is Shabbos. The only thing is, since Yom Tov is so big and you don't observe the Avelos, really the days of Yom Tov should count toward the Avelos. But since you don't observe Avelos on Yom Tov, if the days of Yom Tov are going to count toward Avelos, what's going to happen is that the Avelos is going to end up being swallowed up by the size of the Yom Tov.
Let's see, someone's buried on Hashanah Rabbah.
So in that case, you're right, it won't be.
It continues. That's what I'm asking.
But in many cases, the Yom Tov is going to eat up the Avelos. So since in many cases Yom Tov is going to eat up the Avelos, they gave Yom Tov a din that it just mafsik the avelos. But and that would apply on Shavuos as well, because on Shavuos you're makar of the carbon, you have 7 days to be makar of the carbon. But when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and you don't have 7 days anymore, so now it's only like 1 day. And the same thing would be Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbi Lazar, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's only 1 or 2 days. The Avelos would count on those days. Because he learns the main difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is the duration. So anytime something's 7 days, the Avelos is not counted. Anytime something's 1 day, it is counted. That's the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. Ram Gamliel, Omer Gamliel, says, no, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim k'regalim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is like the regal. Why? Why would Rosh Hashanah be like a regal? Why don't we say the same thing? It should be like Shabbos. Why would Rosh Hashanah be like the regal? What's the lambda to that?
Because it's more regal than Shabbos. It could be Shabbos, Shabbos. And the Pashas, you think it could be Shabbos, no?
Pashas would be like Shabbos, right? So why do we say it's like the regal?
Is it because of the carbonus again?
The answer is, and Gamliel says, Gamliel holds Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like a regal. He holds the different. He holds that the reason why Yom Tov is Mevatel, the reason why Shabbos is not Mevatel is because Shabbos happens every week, and if it would be Mafsik, then you'd never have Avelos. But anything that happens only occasionally is not Mafsik. And therefore, even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are Mafsik, like Regel, and certainly Shavuos. The Chachamim Oimrim, and the Chachamim say, Loike Devezeh, Veloike Devezeh. Not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says, Atzares is not Mevatel. Ram Gamliel says Rosh Hashanah is. Ela Atzeres Kiragalim. Shavuos is Mevatel. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Why would that be?
Is it the duration?
Really, it's a din in the duration. That what? Really, it's a din. Anything that's 1 day, so then it won't eat up the Yom Tov, so then it counts toward toward the Avelos. So then, why not Shavuos b'zman hazeh? The answer is because once upon a time Shavuos was 7 days, so we're going to keep it that way, and it doesn't count toward the Avelos.
Can we paskin
like that? How do we paskin? We paskin Shavuos is like a regal, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is also like the regal. They're both like, they're all mafsik. Because we're going to see.
Even falls in on Shabbos. Yom Kippur is on Shabbos.
Yeah, even falls in on Shabbos. It's mafsik. Because we hold Kedivrei HaMekel by Avelos. By Avelos, we're always lenient, which Tosis on Chav Dalet says means whenever you have a machlokes Tanoim, we follow the lenient opinion. Okay. Let's just see a little bit in the Gemara. Amar Rav. Rav said, Gezeras Batlo Yamim Lai Batlo. When we say that a regal is mevatel avelos, right? The regal is mevatel avelos. It's only the gezeros are batel, but the days are not batel. Look at Rashi. Gezeros shloishim batlu. The gezeros of shloishim is batel, but the days are not batel. Shloishim yom loy batlu, meaning they're still suspended in mid air, and you have to keep them. We'll see what this means. The gzer of shloishim is batal, but the days are not batal. Rav Shesha says, "Afilo yamim nami batlo." Rav Shesha says, "Even the days are batal." My time a yamim loy batlo. What's the pshat? Usually, my time means what's the reason, but here my time means what's the rationale that yamim loy batlo? Why would yamim not be batal? Here, my time doesn't mean what's the reason. My time means regarding what do we say the days are not batal. What does it mean the days are not batal? What does it mean shloishim is batal, but the days are not batal? How does that make any sense? My time here means regarding what. Legabe, what do you say? Yamim loy batal. Sheim loy gilach erev haregel. Regarding the Tanakh, the Rav and Rav Huna, they hold that if you did not shave Erev Yom Tov, Asul Galeach Acharego, you're not allowed to shave after Yom Tov. You know what it means, Yomim Leibatlu? We were saying that when Yom Tov comes, the Shloshim is over. So you think if the Shloshim is over, so as soon as Yom Tov is over, you're allowed to shave. And by the way, you're allowed to shave Erev Yom Tov also if it's Mevatel Shloshim. No. The only reason why we're Mevatel Shloshim is because we want to make sure you shave for Yom Tov. But if you don't take advantage of it, then when Yom Tov is over, then you can't shave. Meaning, we only allowed you to shave, we only were Mevatel, the Shloshim, to allow you to shave Erev Yom Tov. But if you didn't shave Erev Yom Tov, you can't shave after Yom Tov. The days are still there. It's just we're Mevatel the Gzeira. The Gzeira is you're not allowed to shave Erev Yom Tov. So we're Mevatel that.
Once Yom Tov comes, it does end Shiva, yeah?
But that's only to allow you to shave for Yom Tov.
But isn't Allah myself, if someone, like, you don't sit Shiva after Yom Tov?
Okay, you don't sit Shiva, but now we're talking about the Shloshim. This machloikis, Gezeras.
So it still ends Shiva, but we're talking about the Allah.
Yeah, it sounds like we're only talking about Shloshim. Meaning the 30 days are not batal, they're still there. That's the pshat. Look at Rashi. My time a yomim lebatlu kolomer be'eza inyan lebatlu yomim. In what way were the days not batal? That if you didn't shave erev Yom Tov, that dechi batlu gzeres shloshim. When were we mevatel the gzeres shloshim? And you need to shave erev regel. When are we mevatel the gzeres shloshim? And you need to shave erev regel. And you didn't shave. But if you and therefore if you didn't shave, you can't shave after. Okay, we're gonna hold it over here. Shkach Rabbeisai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.